Luke chapter 4, and we'll read verses 1 through 13. These are the words of the living and true God. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall all be yours." And Jesus answered him and said, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And he led him to Jerusalem, had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. Those are God's holy words. And so here are the three temptations here described. And you see, of course, Jesus in that most vulnerable place in his life. As you know, if you had have fasted before, you see you're supposed to be seeing that your need of Christ is so much greater than what you really truly believe normally. Because when you're fasting, you start seeing your sin and seeing your temptations come, and your grumbling comes because for being hungry, and maybe you're cranky, and you start seeing your sin more, and you see your need of Christ more. Jesus has here been fasting for 40 days in the wilderness, and it was during this time, full of the Holy Spirit, that the devil was tempting him. Tempting him throughout the 40 days of fasting. And yet it wasn't until after those 40 days of fasting that we have the final three temptations that are really described for us that came to Jesus from the devil. And we notice in each of these temptations, each three of them, Jesus responds, and he responds in a particular way. He quotes Scripture. He remembers the Scripture, and he tells the devil why his temptation basically is wrong, is sinful, and that he would not come under that temptation and fall into it. And so Jesus' righteousness in the first temptation, where the devil tempts him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus is shown in not trusting and depending on earthly things first and foremost. But he says, as it says, "Man shall not live on bread alone," but what is the rest of the Scripture? "But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And then Jesus' righteousness for us in the second temptation, and keeping the second commandment. Not worshiping the devil. Even though he could have had, he had all these kingdoms, the earthly kingdoms, offered to him. Jesus would not bow down to the devil for that, because he already knew the promises that he'd receive those when he is sat upon the throne. Rather, we are to worship the Lord only, as Jesus here did. And then the final temptation, tempting Jesus to throw himself down, to trust the angels to catch him or to protect him, because it says that he would not be harmed, does not strike his foot against a stone. And so the devil trying to tempt him into killing himself. But instead he tells the devil that, as the Scripture says, "You shall not test the Lord, your God." And so, beloved, our Lord Jesus lived a perfect, righteous life, and it's magnified here at the temptation, not only in the 40 days of while he's tempted and never fell into sin, but especially here in the last three temptations, temptations that we often fall into ourselves. Trusting in earthly things instead of God's promises. Trusting in and trying to attain in pride, glory, and whatever, worship for ourselves instead of worshiping the Lord alone. And then often even ourselves trying to tempt God and test God, that He would give us what we want instead of what we need in accordance with His will. But Jesus thankfully lived a perfect righteous life, and especially as it had to do with these temptations. He never fell once. Even in His weakness, while He fasted, was tempted by the devil, and yet still remains our perfect substitute. And so we praise the Lord because of that. Because that is the foundation of the gospel. Jesus' perfect life, or at least one of the foundations. His perfect life for us. And let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You for the life of Christ. His life which was perfect even when dealing with the devil. Which we often deal with when we are tempted in our remaining sin. And even as we are in darkness for some perhaps here. Father, we ask that You would cause us to see our sin. And cause us and give us clarity as it has to do with our temptations when we are tempted. That we would not be further led into temptation, even by the temptations of our own heart. And we're thankful that Jesus, because He was perfect, He never had any temptations from His own heart that led in temptations. But we, especially as He did, often come under temptations from the devil. Because as we know, He's prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And He's seeking someone in the church to devour. And so, Father, we ask that You would protect us and You would give us the armor of God, which is especially the Word of God, as Jesus showed us here, who put on the Word of God and had the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness here. And we see Him have that. In the view of the temptations of the evil one. We're thankful for His righteous life, which in every way was perfect, and so we're able, even as we learned in the call to worship and heard, that He is not just the Lamb of God, but He is the spotless Lamb of God. He was clean, and so was able to make, especially as He was divine, the perfect sacrifice and become the perfect substitute for us on the cross, that in Him we have a righteous life before You. And in Him we, because of our sin, have a perfect death for us in Christ, who received the unmitigated wrath of You, Lord. And so, Father, we're thankful for the gospel. We're thankful for Your Son, and we pray that because of His sacrifice, of His blood spilled, and His being the spotless Lamb of God for us, that we would now live a perfect life. Father, and in this we ask that You would sanctify us and cleanse us, and one day knowing with full assurance that we will one day be perfect when we enter into glory. And yet, Father, now and on this earth, we ask that You would cleanse us of our sin, of which we know with full assurance that You do cleanse us of our sin in Christ by His blood spilt, and even taking away our own guilt. And Father, knowing again that You'll bring us unto Yourself without blemish or spot because of Your Son. Father, we also pray today for John and his dealings with our government and trying to get here. We pray that though we see in perhaps both situations, as it has to do with our government doing the wise thing to protect itself and defend the citizens of our country, which is what a government is supposed to do, and trying to protect and keep terrorists or whoever out, Father, we do pray that You would use the government to do that, and that You would be our shelter and our shield. And yet, Father, we also know that it's not good for man to be alone. And we pray for John, that you would allow him in some way to be able to come soon to be with his wife and child. Father, we ask for your great and powerful sovereignty and providence to do your work, even in a situation which perhaps seems not possible at this time. Father, we ask for the health of our members and the family of our members. We ask that you would strengthen us and build us up, not only in our souls, but in our bodies, that we would be able to serve you well and glorify your name and declare your works before all nations. And Father, we also pray for our congregation, that you would grow us, that you would protect us and build us up, that we would be a light in a dark place in this world. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.